Under the law, the city will examine the timings of evictions compared with code violation notices, and landlords must explain why they're evicting renters who raised concerns about rent increases or housing conditions. The penalty for a landlord who evicts a complaining tenant is a first-degree misdemeanor, according to Assistant City Attorney Katarina Carrick.
Up to 6 months of jail, up to a $1,000 fine for retaliating, and potentially even have them placed on probation to ensure they don't retaliate against future tenants. And I do think that practically speaking, landlords are more likely to fix code violations at their premises, knowing that we have an ordinance that is comprehensive and has teeth to it, and they may be more less likely to evict a tenant because they have code violations inside their rental unit.
Ben Horn with the Legal Aid Society of Columbus says part of the problem involves the city's affordable housing shortage.
There's a desperation for housing, and we've heard tenants report that their landlords have said, if you don't like it, you can just move. There's a disincentive.
Horn says the previous ordinance had been difficult to enforce. He says in many cases, landlords have worked around making repairs by evicting month-to-month tenants who contact city code enforcement. He says the landlords do not have to make repairs because there are not code violations when a home lacks a tenant. Horn says it will be easier to file charges against landlords who retaliate under this law.
If the tenants do vacate, then when code comes back to reinspect, oftentimes they cannot get in because the home is now vacant. And if it's vacant, it's not a housing code violation for the interior violations. And then after the dust settles, we'll see the landlord re-rent the property with those interior code violations still out of compliance. So the tenants and the property both suffer.
Dimitri Hatzavatinos with the Greater Columbus Apartment Association says the group of landlords supports the changes.
These legislative updates will strengthen a renter's protection without reducing legal remedies available to a property owner. It's important to put the scope of evictions in context. According to data collected by the Eviction Lab for the past 5 years, only about 4% of Columbus renters are evicted. 50 other U.S. cities have higher eviction rates than Columbus, including Akron, Dayton, Toledo, and Cincinnati.
Franklin County records show nearly 18,000 evictions took place in the county last year. I'm Jim Letizia, WCBE News.